The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 5, text number 22. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on November 7th, 2012, in Vilnius, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Yehi spangs yehi sangsparsha jaboga dukkha yo naya evate adyanta vanta kaunteya
adyanta vanta kaunteya
nateshu ramate buddha
nateshu ramate buddha
yehi sangsparsha jaboga
yehi sangsparsha jaboga
dukkha yo naya evate adyanta vanta kaunteya
adyanta vanta kaunteya
nateshu ramate buddha
nateshu ramate buddha.
Translation and purport by Srila
Prabhupada.
An intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery, which are due to contact with the material senses. O son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise man does not delight in them. Purport. Material sense pleasures are due to the contact of the material senses, which are all temporary because the body itself is temporary. A liberated soul is not interested in anything which is temporary. Knowing well the joys of transcendental pleasures, how can a liberated soul agree to enjoy false pleasure? In the Padma Purana it is said, Ramante yogino nante satyan nande chidatmani iti rama pade naso parang brahma bidhiyate. The mystics derive unlimited transcendental pleasures from the Absolute Truth, and therefore the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, is also known as Rama. Srimad Bhagavatam, also, 551, it is said, Nayang deho deha bhajang naloke kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujangye tapojivang putraka yena sadvang shuryajishmat brahma saukam tvanantam. My dear sons, there is no reason to labor very hard for sense pleasure while in this human form of life. Such pleasures are available to the stool eaters, hogs. Rather, you should undergo penances in this life by which your existence will be purified, and as a result, you will be able to enjoy unlimited transcendental bliss. Therefore, those who are true yogis or learned transcendentalists are not attracted by sense pleasures, which are the causes of continuous material existence. The more one is addicted to material pleasures, the more he is entrapped by material miseries.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Parakamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashat Yadesha Tarine.
So, Srila Prabhupada is enlightening us very nicely here. That the more one is addicted to material pleasures, the more he is entrapped by material miseries.
Ir jisai sako labai aiškiai, juo labiau žmogus linkęs į materialius malonimus, juo smarkiau jį apninka materialius bėdus.
In the material world, people think, well, the more you get into material pleasures, the more you're happy.
Materialiam pasaulyje žmonės įsivaizduoja taip, kuo daugiau materialių malonumų turi, tuo esi laimingesnis.
But Prabhupada is saying just the opposite. The more you get into material pleasures, the more you become miserable. This is very revolutionary what Prabhupada is saying. He's completely flipping our brains up, you know, the opposite direction. The whole way we see everything, you see. So how do we know that Prabhupada is right? I mean, how do we know this is true? By doing it.
Tiesiog darydami tai mes ir įsitikinsime.
By putting your faith in Prabhupada's words and giving it a try.
Taigi, investuodami savo tikėjimą į šilos prabhu, pasikliaudami šilos prabhupado žodžiais ir pamėgindami.
You enter into a higher dimension of consciousness.
Jūs pakilsite į aukštesnį sąmonės būvį.
And you go, wow, this is really true. Prabhupada is right.
Ir jūs tada iš tikrųjų pastebėsite, taip, prabhupada teisus.
By taking to devotional service, tasting a pleasure which is transcendental to the modes of material nature, I can relish a pleasure which is unlimited. And therefore it just keeps growing and growing and growing and growing and without any end. Just like a businessman, you know, he makes $1 million and he makes $1 billion. He just keeps getting richer and richer and richer.
Kaip verslininkas, kaip milijonierius, kuris vis jam vieno milijono nepakanka, jis nori dar kito, paskui dar milijardą, jis vis turtėja, turtėja, turtėja.
So that's what it's like to be a devotee.
But lygiai taip pat ir bhakti.
It's like being a wealthy businessman.
Bhaktas yra kaip tas turtingas verslininkas.
Keeps expanding his wealth more and more and more and more and more.
Jis vis labiau ir labiau plečia savo ir didina savo turtus.
You see? In the beginning, you're completely miserable. You see?
Pradžioje pilna kančių.
But you chant Hare Krishna.
Pradedate kartoti Hare Krishna.
You take some prasad.
Skanaujate truputį prasad.
You get some bliss. Wow.
Ir pajuntate šiek tiek palaimos.
It's only a little bit, just 1% bliss, you know.
Na, toks nedidelės palaimos kiekis procentėlis.
But then you keep chanting Hare Krishna.
Bet jeigu tęsite toliau giedoti Hare Krishna.
You keep taking prasadam.
Ir be abejonės nepamirštate prasad.
And then you go to 2% bliss.
Jau pasiekite 2%
And then 3%.
Po to 3%.
4%.
4%.
Pretty soon you get to 50% bliss.
Galų gale pasiekite net 50%.
And then 60%. And then, wow, this is getting so nectarian, I can't believe it.
Ir viskas tampa taip nektariška, kad net neįmanoma įsivaizduoti ir patikėti.
That's Krishna consciousness.
O tokia yra Krishna sąmonė.
He had to put faith in the process.
Reikia pasikliauti šito proceso.
How did the original devotees get their faith? I mean, there was no other God brothers. I mean, they were all brand new hippies, you know?
Kaip tie pirmieji bhaktai įgijo tokį tikėjimą, kai aplinkui nebuvo
How did they get their faith in the process? Well, they had Swamiji. They had Prabhupada, you see. They could see that Prabhupada was living in a whole other dimension. Actually, as I remember when Godbrother Hayagriva, he wrote a very nice description of how he met Prabhupada on the street.
Prisimenu vienas mano brolis Dievoje, Hayagriva Prabhu, papasakojo, kaip jisai susitiko Šila Prabhupada gatvėje.
And he could see that Prabhupada was situated in a different dimension of consciousness.
Ir jis akivaizdžiai pamatė, kad Šila Prabhupada yra visiškai kitame sąmonės lygyje.
I remember Hayagriva used the words he said, the metropolis that roared all around us.
Ir Hayagriva pasakodavo, kad tas metropolis milžiniškas miestas, kuris riaumoja aplinkui mus.
You see, a city is something like a roaring lion, you see.
Iš tikrųjų, toks didmestis, tai yra tarsi riaumojantis liūtas visą laiką.
The city is like that, you see.
Liūtas tai va riaumoja, taip ir metropolis.
But Prabhupada, he explained how Prabhupada emanated this cool tranquility, which was far, far beyond the metropolis that roared all around them.
Ir Hayagriva Prabhu pasakojo, kad iš Prabhupados sklido tokia transcendentinė ramybė, kuri visiškai užgožė ir atitolino tą metropolio riaumojimą.
So even the boys were all taking LSD, you know, and doing all kinds of things for sense pleasure. But still, they were willing to give Prabhupada a chance.
Ir nepaisant to, kad tie vaikinukai dar kartais su LSD pažaisdavo ir panašiai, jie vis tiek irgi buvo rimtai nusiteikę patikėti Prabhupada ir pabandyti.
They were willing to try out this Hare Krishna thing, you see.
Yeah, buvo ryštingai nusiteikę pabandyti šitą Hare Krishna.
Because Swamiji was so amazing.
Kodėl? Todėl, kad Swamiji's buvo tiesiog nepakartojamas.
He had so much compassion, so much wisdom.
Jis buvo toks išmintingas.
And he was so blissful.
Ir jis buvo visą laiką sklidinas.
He was so confident.
Jis buvo toks visiškai įsitikinęs.
He always knew what he was doing. I mean, he was an amazing person.
Jis visą laiką žinojo tai, ką jis daro. Iš tikrųjų, nepaprasta asmenybė.
Even though he was in a strange city.
Nepaisant to, kad jisai buvo tokiame mieste.
In a strange country.
Labai keistame mieste, keistoje.
Prabhupada knew more what was going on than anybody else.
Prabhupada, nepaisant viso to, jis žinojo daugiau apie tai, kas dedasi aplinkui, negu kažkas kitas.
So the boys were just fascinated by Prabhupada.
Ir vaikinai buvo tiesiog sužavėti šiuo Prabhupada.
What an amazing person this Swamiji. So they wanted to be like Swamiji.
Ir dėl to, kas natūralu, jie visi norėjo būti panašus į jį.
Did Prabhupada ask them, now I want you to wear dhotis?
Ar Prabhupada pasakė jiems, na, dabar noriu, kad jūs dhotis užsidėtumėt?
No, he didn't, but they... And one of the boys started wearing a dhoti because... He wanted to be like Prabhupada, you see.
Ne, Prabhupada to nesakė, bet tačiau vienas vaikinukas nutarė užsidėti duoti, nes jis norėjo būti panašus į Prabhupada.
And then Prabhupada, once the devotees got the inspiration on their own to wear dhoti, then he said that they should wear dhoti. Yeah.
Ir kai jau tas bhaktas savo noru užsidėjo duoti, tai Prabhupada pasakė, no, taip, bhaktai turėtų nešioti duoti.
So then these devotees, they went out preaching, and people met them, and they were amazed by them.
Taigi šitie pirmieji baktai išėjo pamokslauti, ir žmonės susitikė juos ir buvo apstulbę, pamatė tokius nepaprastas
asmenys. It's like Mukunda and his wife Janaki, they went out to the west coast and met with some friends, Sam and, I forget the other name, Joan and Sam and a few other of their friends.
Ir kaip Mukunda su savo žmona Janaki, jie nuskrido į vakarinę pakrantę į San Franciską, susitiko su savo senais draugais, su Semu, su Džonu, jeigu teisingai prisimenu, su dar.
And they were so impressed that they just said they wanted to get into it also, you see. Just by hearing, they hadn't even seen Prabhupada, they just heard about Prabhupada, they heard about the chanting, and they went, wow, I'm going to give this a try, you see.
Ir šitie draugai tiesiog išgirdę apie tai, kaip bhaktai pasakoja apie Prabhupada, apie Hare Krishna mantrą, jie dar nebuvo matę šitos Prabhupadas, bet jie irgi taip įsikėpė, kad taip, aš irgi noriu pamatyti Prabhupada, noriu kartoti
Hare Krishna. Once the original devotees got the taste, then
you could, even without meeting Prabhupada, just by meeting those devotees, you would become inspired.
Taigi, ir kai tie pirmieji bhaktai įgyjo skonį, tai net jeigu žmogus ir nebuvo matęs Prabhupados, bet susitiko su šitais bhaktais, jis irgi įsikėjo.
And that's what happened to me.
O taip atsitiko man.
I didn't meet Prabhupada personally.
Aš asmeniškai nesusitikau su Prabhupada.
I met one devotee, his name was Vishnujanaswamy.
Aš susitikau vieną bhaktą, jo vardas buvo Vishnujanaswamy.
And I went, wow, you can, if this, if becoming a follower of Prabhupada makes you like this, I'm in. Count me in.
Jeigu tu tapai tokiu dėl to, kad esi Prabhupados pasiekėjas, aš irgi noriu būti toksai.
So he came to our town, Austin. He made so many devotees, about 10 devotees. Just in a few weeks, he made 10 devotees.
Ir mūsų mieste, Austin'e, per visą labo keletą savaičių, jis iš karto padarė 10 baktų.
Just by seeing him, people wanted to become a devotee.
Tiesiog pamatė jį žmonės savaime, norėdavo tapti baktais.
So in this way, this ocean of bliss, you see.
Vat taip mes matome, o štai šitas palaimus vandenynas.
Emanating from Srila Prabhupada.
Kuris sklinda iš Srilos Prabhupados.
This ocean of bliss is just spreading out and drowning the whole world. It's gradually.
Šis vandenynas sklinda, plečiasi po visą pasaulį, paskandindamas jį.
As we were discussing last night, pools of ecstasy.
Kai mes vakar kalbėjom apie palaimos tvenkinius.
By Prabhupada's mercy, this ISKCON is a big pool of ecstasy.
Prabhupada's malonė, šitas ISKCONas yra nekas kita kaip
milžiniškas palaimos. It just keeps spreading out and engulfing the whole world.
Ir tas tvenkinys nuolat sklinda ir apima visą pasaulį.
So it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen.
Taigi nuo jūsų, ponai ir ponios, priklauso.
Whether you want to sit on the shore?
Ar jūs norite pakrantėje pasėdėti?
Or you want to jump in?
Ar norite iššokti vidun?
You can sit on the shore if you want. We also welcome people who want to sit on the shore. You're welcome to sit on the shore if you like.
Aišku, galite pasidėti pakrantėje, mes irgi nieko prieš, jeigu jūs pasidėsite pakrantėje.
We love you.
Mes vis tiek jūs mylime.
You want to sit on the shore, that's fine too. You're welcome.
Aišku, jeigu jums norisi pasidėti pakrantėje, prašau, pasidėti.
But we're telling you, hey, I mean, this water is really good. Come on in, you know.
Bet mes jums šaukiame ten iš vandens. Hey, vandenėlis, tai liuks.
I mean, it's really sublime here in the bhakti lake, the bhakti ocean, you know.
Iš tikrųjų, bhakti vandenyne, tai grynas nektaras. Nerkite pas mus.
You may think, well, it seems a little too much for me. Someone may think, well, I can't handle all these principles.
You know?
It's just too much for me. I sort of couldn't do all that stuff. But just give it a try. Make an experiment. For 6 months, try out this process.
Šešetą mėnesių pabandykite praktikuoti šitą.
Chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna japa every day.
Kasdien kartokite 16 ratų Hare Krishna.
Give up illicit sex.
Atsisakykite neleistinų lytinių santykių.
Give up meat eating.
Atsisakykite mėsos valgymo.
Give up intoxication.
Atsisakykite svaigalų.
Give up gambling.
Ir atsisakykite azartinių žaidimų.
No more lottery tickets.
Daugiau jokių loterijos bilietėlių ir visokių tokių dalykėlių.
Just see what happens to your consciousness.
Ir patys pamatysite, kas atsitiks jūsų sąmonė.
Just experience how you're entering into a whole new dimension of consciousness.
Ir patys įsitikinsite, kad pasiekite visiškai kitą sąmonės lygį.
Beyond the material modes of nature.
Kuris yra anapus materialios gamtos kūnų.
As described in this verse, you see.
Apie tai ir pasakojama šitame posme.
Right now you're in a position of suffering.
Dabar šiai dienai jūs sklidini kančių.
Because you're taking your pleasure from the interaction between the senses and the objects of the senses.
Kodėl? Todėl, kad ieškote palaimos juslėms susijungiant su jų objektais.
Now you may say, what's wrong with that?
Kažkas galėtų paprieštarauti. Nu, o kas blogo tame?
But I say, it's not you.
Bet aš galiu jums pasakyti tiesiai, šiai jūs.
Therefore, it cannot satisfy you.
Ne jūs tai darote ir dėl to tai negali jūsų patenkinti.
Just like you may give me a nice bowl of sweet rice.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, duotumėt man didelį dubenį su saldžiais.
Now, can I enjoy that sweet rice by just sticking my chatter in the bowl of sweet rice?
Ar galėsiu pasitenkinti tais saldžiais ryžiais, jeigu paimsiu, pavyzdžiui, savo čatarą ir įmerksiu į šitą dubenį?
No.
Ne, man tai malonu.
To enjoy the sweet rice, I got to put it in my mouth.
Tam, kad pasitenkinti saldžiais ryžiais, ką aš turiu padaryti? Aš turiu saldžius ryžius įdėti savo.
So, Our material sense pleasure is like putting your chadar in the sweet rice.
Taigi, va, tie mūsų materialus jūsų nemalonumai yra kas, kaip paimti čadarą ir įmerkti saldžius rykus.
Because you are not that material body.
Todėl? Todėl, kad jūs nesat šitas materialus kūnas.
That's simply a garment that you're wearing.
Tai tiesiog drabužiai, kuriuos jūs dėvite.
If you feed your garment, but you don't feed yourself, can you get any nourishment?
Jeigu jūs maitinsite savo drabužius, o nevalgysit patys, argi jūs būsite stiprus?
Do you understand my point?
Ar supratote, ką pasakiau?
If you feed your garment, but you don't feed yourself, can you get any nourishment and satisfaction?
Jeigu maitinsite savo drabužius, bet nemaitinsite savęs, ar gausite, įgysite stiprybės, ar gausite jėgų?
The answer is obviously no.
Akivaizdu, ne.
So our material happiness is like that.
Vat tie materialus malonumai, kurių mes vaikomės, vat jie tokie.
We are simply trying to satisfy the covering of the self.
Mes tiesiog stengiamės patenkinti savo apvalą.
Instead of trying to satisfy the actual self within.
Vietoj to, kad iš tikrųjų stengtumėmės patenkinti patys savo.
And therefore, no matter how much we may try to enjoy,
dėl to nepaisant nuo to, kiek jūs stengsitės mėgautis,
we cannot be happy, you see. It's like that old rock and roll song, you know. I can't get no satisfaction. In this material world, we cannot be satisfied. Even if you go all the way to the position of Brahmaji, still you'll be singing, I can't get no satisfaction.
Sugebėsite užsiropšti iki pat viešpatės Brahmos padėties, vis tiek iš ten jūs dainuosit, niekaip negaliu išpešti.
You cannot get satisfied in this material world.
Nes materialiame pasaulyje malonumo neras.
It is not possible for you to get any satisfaction anywhere in this material world.
Jums neįmanoma atrasti materialių malonumų niekur šitame materialiame pasaulyje.
So why keep trying for it? Does it make any sense? It's like beating your head against the wall. Why would you beat your head against the wall? You're not getting anything out of it. So why do we so foolishly keep trying to get pleasure out of these material senses?
Tai kodėl mes vis dar taip toliau užsispyrusiai, bet kvailai stengiamės išpešti malonumą iš materialių jūslių.
Because we don't have any good sense, that's why.
Kodėl? Todėl, kad sveikos nuovokos tiesiog stokoja.
We don't have good brains.
Su smegenėlėmis biški nekas.
Because we've not been well trained by our parents or by our teachers, our leaders or the poets or the novelists. They haven't trained us well.
Todėl, kad tėveliai, mokytojai, rašytojai, išminčiai, visi kiti mūsų tiesiog tinkamai neišmokė.
We have been grossly cheated and misled by the leaders.
Tiesiog lyderiai mus labai grubiai apgavo ir nuvedė netinkamą linkmę.
Now in the US they have just elected a new president.
Dabar Amerikoje išrinko naują prezidentą.
Another cheater.
Dar viena apgavė.
Who has no qualification to lead anybody. This is the position of modern day politicians. These are rascals. They have no intelligence how to lead people. They can't even lead themselves properly. They're totally engrossed in material sense gratification. And because we have such leaders on this planet, we are not properly being guided.
Ir kadangi lyderiai tokie šitoje planetoje, tai ir niekas mums tinkamai nevadovauja.
Every billboard, every movie, every advertisement, every website, we're being grossly, except for the ISKCON ones, we're being grossly misguided.
Kiekvienas filmukas, kiekviena reklama, kiekvienas skelbimas, viskas tiesiog mus smulkina, na, aišku, išskyrus ISKCON.
So now it's time we say, no, I don't want to be cheated anymore.
Ir dabar atėjo laikas, mesti iššūkį, ne, nebenoriu, kad mane mulkintų.
Don't give me this false propaganda that I can enjoy this material body anymore.
Neduokite man tos klaidingos propagandos. Nemulkinkite mane, kad aš esu šitas.
If you want to teach me Vedic wisdom.
Jeigu norite mokyti mane, tai mokykite mane vedų išminties.
Otherwise, be quiet.
O jeigu ne, užčiaupkite.
We should demand proper leaders.
Mes turime reikalauti, kad lyderiai būtų tinkami.
We should demand proper teachers.
Mes turime reikalauti, kad mokytojai būtų tinkami.
Nowadays, the teachers, you see, teacher, T-E-A-C-H-E-R, they switch. If you take the T and the C-H and reverse them, it becomes cheaters. Yeah,
čia anglų kalbos toksai džiokas, pokštas yra, kad žodis mokytojas anglų kalba yra teacher, ir jeigu jūs pakeisite kelias raidės savo vietomis, jūs gausite žodį cheater, tai reiškia apgavikas.
So the modern day world, teacher means cheater.
Taigi šiuolaikiniame pasaulyje tai, kas yra mokytojas arba teacher, jis iš tikrųjų yra kas? Apgavikas, cheater.
Therefore we require a bona fide spiritual master.
Štai dėl ko mums reikalingas bona fide.
Who can properly teach us how to enjoy life.
Kuris gali mus tinkamai išmokyti, kaip rasti malonumą gyvenime.
These rascals are doing nothing but teaching us how to become miserable. That's all they're doing.
Tie niekšai, ką iš tikrųjų mus moko, jie tiesiog moko mus, kaip dar labiau kentėti šitame pasaulyje.
We need a teacher like Prabhupada.
Mums reikalingas mokytojas toks kaip Šrila Prabhupada.
Who will guide us how to actually become happy.
Kuris gali išmokyti mus, kaip iš tikrųjų būti laimingais.
But the difficulty is we are so polluted by all of these bogus teachers.
Bet bėda tame, kad tie apgavikai, niekšeliai, taip mus yra apmulkinę.
That even when we come to the bona fide spiritual master,
kad netgi kaip mes pasiekė, turime galimybę susitikti su
we have difficulty putting our faith in his teachings.
Mes niekaip negalime investuoti savo tikėjimo, niekaip negalime pasikliauti jo mokymu.
That's why I'm begging you.
Štai dėl ko maldauju jūsų.
Give Prabhupada's teachings a try.
Pamėginkite pasitikėti Prabhupada's.
Lay aside your doubts.
Atmeskite šalin jūsų abejonės.
Seriously try to follow his instructions in these books.
Stengitės labai rimtai nuoširdžiai sekti jo nurodymus.
I can guarantee you this.
Ir duodu jums garantiją.
If you will take up my challenge.
Jeigu išklausysite, paklausysite manęs.
You will find this process to be strikingly wonderful.
Ir paklausysite ir padarysite taip, kaip siūliau, tai jūs pastebėsite, šitas procesas yra tiesiog nepaprastai nuostabus.
So please give it a try.
Taigi, prašau, pamėginkite.
I can ask now if there's any questions.
Nu, dabar gal kas pašas ką dar klausimų liko. Klausimų. Mikrofoną. Suaugę turi kelią, kurio sekti. Kaip vaikus mokyti? Mokykloje jiems duoda labai daug nereikalingų nulykų. Labai didelis tempas, labai didelis užimtumas. Kaip vaikus, kaip juos mokinti?
So it seems that it's clear the path for the adults.
Path for what?
The path for the adults is clear.
Adults?
Adults, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's clear. But what about children? Because they are taught in the schools. They are taught in the schools. So
yes. Yeah, they're being misguided in the schools.
So what to do in case of children?
The best thing, if at all possible, is to... is to have your own educational program for the children.
Be abejonės, idealiausias variantas būtų turėti savo apmokymo sistemą vaikams.
And in the U.S. it's legal. I don't know, but in the U.S. you can homeschool your own children. It's legal.
Amerikoje, pavyzdžiui, yra teisėta. Jūs galite mokyti vaikus namuose. Tai yra teisėta.
There was one boy. His name was Ravi Gupta.
Pavyzdžiui, vienas berniukas, jo vardas Ravi Gupta.
And his parents didn't send him to public school.
Jo tėvai niekada nesiuntė jo į tą valstybinę mokyklą.
The mother taught him.
Ir mama mokė jį.
You can actually purchase the whole kit. It gives the whole curriculum. You can buy a homeschool kit in the U.S. for with all the legal requirements.
Amerikoje, pavyzdžiui, jūs galite įsigyti visą reikalingą medžiagą mokymui pagal valstybinę programą.
The Christians have actually developed very elaborate homeschooling systems, so their children won't have to go to the atheistic schools, you see.
Pavyzdžiui, pas krikščionis yra išpuoselėtas toks mokyklų tinklas, kad vaikam nereiktų į tas ateistines.
So the mother homeschooled little Ravi.
Ir mama mokė tą mažylį Ravi namuose.
He learned how to read by reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. That's how he learned how to read.
Kaip jisai išmoko skaityti Bhagavatam, skaitydamas Srimad Bhagavatam.
And by the age 13, he had reached the equivalent of a high school graduate.
Ir būdamas 14, jis jau buvo abituriento lygio.
And he entered the university at the age 13.
Ir būdamas 14, jisai įstojo į universitetą.
and made top grades. He became a PhD. And now he is a professor at a Sanskrit professor at a university. As a small boy, he was writing, he had a column in the local newspaper. He was writing for the local newspaper. Now, it may not be practical in, you know, your situation, but I don't know what the laws are in this country also. Is homeschooling legal here?
It was legal, I don't know exactly now.
Huh?
It was legal some time ago.
It was, but it's no longer? You don't know?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. A number of parents could get together and do a cooperative, you see, make for all a number of children, make a cooperative, and they can take turns doing the teaching. So it's something there could be a full Gurukula organized by a temple as well. But if it's not possible to do that and you have to send the kids to the Karmi school, then you have to train them very, very well at home, very well. They should be well trained in our philosophy, even as small children. So how do you do that? You have a Bhagavatam class every day, the whole family. You read the Bhagavatam together and discuss Prabhupada's teachings. And let the children also give the class. So in this way, if you have to send in a public school, then you have to have your own home education program for them as well. In our philosophy. So they can see the fallacy of the Karmi school from the very beginning. They have to know the difference between someone who's a servant of the senses and someone who's a master of the senses. It's very important they know the difference. Next question. Yes.
Dragus mokytų, o gal jūs galėtume duoti kažkokių nurodymų, kaip dirbant mokytojų, nebūtų tuo klaidintoju. Gal yra kažkokių nuorodų ar literatūros vietinės, kaip
pagalbėti? Could you kindly help for the teacher who works as teacher to not be a cheater? Maybe you can give some guidance or some...
Well, you're a teacher in a Christian school, aren't you? Yeah. You have to be very careful so you don't lose your job, obviously.
No, kaip ten bebūtų, reikia būti labai atsargiam, kad neprarastum darbo.
There are meat eaters too, aren't they?
Yeah. Not all of them. Ne visi, not all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you have to be very careful because to keep your job, you obviously need the income for your family. So you have to be very intelligent. You have to emphasize those things that are common values between Krishna consciousness and Christianity. You have to emphasize those.
Be abejonės, reikia būti labai atsargiam, kad neprarasti darbo, nes tai yra įplaukų šaltinis šeimai palaikyti. Ir dėl to reikia akcentuoti tas vertybės, kurios bendros ir Krishna sąmonė, ir krikščionybė.
The first commandment of the Ten Commandments is you have to love the Lord, love God with all of your heart. You have to give Him all of your love.
Ir, pavyzdžiui, pirmasis iš dešimties Dievo priesakų pateiktų Senajame Testamente, mylėk Viešpatį visą savo širdimi.
Christianity has many, many wonderful aspects.
Iš tikrųjų, krikščionybė turi daug labai nuostabių aspektų.
One is, they are not impersonalists.
Vienas, be abejonės, ryškus ir nuostabus, tai
although they are being poisoned by impersonalism.
Be abejonės, jie yra labai užnuodyti impersonalizmu.
They had the idea that God is a person, God is a father.
Bet kaip ten bebūtų, jie vis tiek dar išlaiko tą mintį,
which is
mokymą, kad
correct.
Dievas yra asmenybė, Dievas yra tėvas.
Krishna is the father.
Tai yra tiesa, Krishna iš tikrųjų.
They have the conception that the name of God is holy.
Taip pat jie turi suvokimą, kad Viešpaties vardas yra šventas.
So, if I were in your position, I would just teach those things, emphasize those things that are also true within Krishna consciousness.
Dėl to, jeigu būčiau jūsų padėtyje, tai aš stengsiuosi mokyti to, kas yra teisinga ir Krishna sąmonė.
In fact, there is one Christian minister in the US, he's a Baptist minister, which is a very conservative sect of Christianity, Baptists.
Pavyzdžiui, Amerikoje yra vienas ministras, kuris yra vienas kunigas, kuris yra baptistas, kuris yra labai baptistai šiaip yra labai konservatyvi.
He's a Baptist minister and an initiated Hare Krishna devotee.
Ir jis beje yra inicijuotas Hare Krishna Baptist.
He used to send me copies of his sermon that he was going to give on Sunday at the church.
Ir jis atsiųsdavo man ištraukas, reiškia, iš pamokslų, kuris skaitydavo sekmadieniais.
And it was wonderful.
Iš tikrųjų, nuostabus pamokslai.
He was presenting Prabhupada's teachings in Christian terms.
Jis pateikdavo Prabhupados mokymą krikščioniškais terminais.
So that's what you have to do.
Vat štai tokia gudrybė galite pritaikyti.
You have to learn Prabhupada's teachings very expertly.
Turite labai gerai išmanyti Prabhupados mokymą.
And you have to present them in purely Christian language.
Ir pateikti tyra krikščioniška dvasia.
Which can be done. Our Reverend, I forget his initiated name, but that Baptist Reverend, he was very expert at doing that.
Ir tai yra realu, vat kaip tas mūsų Baptistų pamokslininkas parodė savo.
His congregation, you see, they can fire him. He's their minister, but they can fire him.
Ir jo kongregacija, jo parapiečiai galėtų jį, kaip sakant, paliuosuoti.
So he has to preach in such a way that he inspires them to love God and they have no idea that he's a Hare Krishna devotee.
Ir jis turi jiems pamokslauti tokiu būdu, kad jie būtų įsikvėpę mylėti Dievą ir jie net nenutokia, kad jis įsikvėpęs.
So, you can do the same thing. You inspire them to love God.
Taigi jūs galite daryti lygiai tą patį. Įkvėpkite juos pamilti Dievą.
Okay, next question.
Dar klausimų, jeigu
Yes.
Maybe a few words about Radhakunda because it's appeared.
Oh, okay. Today is Radhakunda's the appearance day of Radhakunda. So we can tell a little bit about Radhakunda. That many, many years ago when Lord Krishna was on this planet, there was one demon who took the form of a bull, Rishtasur.
Buvo vienas demonas, kuris vadinasi Arštasūra, kuris
So Krishna jau, killed the demon.
Ir Krishna nužudė šitą demoną.
And Radharani said, "Oh, you're." Then Krishna came to have some loving relationship with Radharani.
Ir Krishna patenkintas atžingsniavo pas matę Radharani.
She said, "Get away from me! You're contaminated. You killed a bull. Get away from me! And you're contaminated."
Raukis nuo manęs, tu užsiteršęs.
You got to purify. If you want to associate with me, you got to purify yourself. You killed a bull.
Ir jinai jam pasakė, jeigu tu nori bendrauti su manim, tu turi apsivalyti, nes tu nužudėjai.
So Krishna, he's the Supreme Lord, he's all powerful. He just took his foot, he struck the ground with his foot and made a hole and called all the holy rivers to come.
Krishna yra aukščiausias dievas, jis yra visagalis, dėl to jisai stuktelėjo savo pėdą į žemę ir toje į tą įdaubą sukvietė visas šventasias visatos upes.
In this way he made a kunda and he took his bath in all the holy rivers. And then he said to Radharani and the gopis, but you all are contaminated because you took the side of a demon. So you need to purify yourselves now. So they broke their bracelets off, they tried to make a hole in the ground and no water came.
Taigi, ką padarė gopės, jos nusiėmė apyrankės ir pradėjo su apyrankėmis kasti žemę, bet vandens tai nebuvo.
So they made like a bucket but great all the way to Manasi Ganga. They're bringing the water from Manasi Ganga.
Jos pradėjo kibiriukais nešioti vandenį iš Manasi Gangos.
But then the holy rivers they saw this as a wonderful opportunity. They asked Radharani if they could come in, into her kunda.
Ir visos šventos upės, kur visos šventos šventi vandens telkiniai, kurie buvo šiame kundoje.
So they came.
Galimybė pasitarnauti Šrimati Radharani.
So they came from Shyamakunda and filled up Radhakunda. So there were these big kundas, but gradually by the influence of Kali Yuga, they shrunk more and more and more and more and more. Now Lord Chaitanya, he asked the Goswamis to find all the holy places in Vraj. But Lord Chaitanya, he personally found Radhakunda and
Shyamakunda.
At that time, they were practically just little puddles of water, just a few meters wide, very, very small little puddles
practically.
So this was in the year 1514, Lord Chaitanya found the, them. Very historic year, the year 1514 AD. And then after some time, Raghunath Das Goswami, he came there. And he expanded, he did, he wanted to make a nice arrangement because he knew so many pilgrims would be coming to make a very nice facility there, arrangement. And this was in the year, this was quite a few years later, this was the year 1554. But he's a sannyasi, he has no money for all this construction. Where's he going to get the money?
Jis nežino, iš kur gauti pinigų.
To do all this construction and make a nice arrangement.
Padaryti, yeah. Kad viskas būtų labai gražu, tai reikalavo daug lėšų.
But there was one wealthy merchant.
Ir taip nutiko, kad atvyko vienas turtingas pirklys.
He went to Badrikashram on pilgrimage.
Vienas turtingas pirklys nukeliavo į Badrikashramą piligrimystę.
His name was Sampana.
Jo vardas buvo Sampana.
And he had this dream. And Krishna said, you should help Raghunath Das Goswami.
Ir sapne jam apsireiškė Krishna ir pasakė, tu turi padėti Raghunathai Das Goswami.
So he came to Radhakunda, he found Raghunath Goswami, offered a huge amount of money, a big, huge Lakshmi.
Ir šita Sampana, jisai atvyko prie Radhakunda, susirado Raghunathai Das Goswami ir labai dosniai jam paukojo.
And so the work began.
Ir tokiu būdu prasidėjo darbai.
But then Raghunath Goswami, he had a dream. And Maharaj Yudhisthira appeared to him in the dream. He said, don't cut the trees around Shyamakunda. Because me and my brothers, the Pandavas, we are there in the form of trees doing bhajana at Shyamakunda. Don't cut us down.
Maldavo, prašau, nekirsk mūsų, nes aš su savo su broliais Pandavais mes čia atliekame savo bhajana Shrimakundos pakrantėje.
So when you go to Radhakunda, you notice Radhakunda is nice square shape, you see, but Shyamakunda is irregularly made, you see.
Ir ką jūs galite pamatyti dabar, Radhakunda yra tokia gražiame, gražioje kvadratinėje formos, gražios kvadratinės formos, o Shyamakunda yra tokios
netaisyklės. Because the Pandavas were actually there in the form of trees, and they couldn't, therefore no trees could be cut down around Shyamakunda.
Kodėl? Todėl, kad Pandavai buvo medžių pavidalų, tenai prie Shyamakundos, ir dėl to medžių negalėjo kirsti, dėl to Shyamakunda tokios.
So now, when you do the Govardhan Parikrama,
dėl to dabar, kai jūs atliekate Govardhanas
Parikrama, you may notice that, of course it's an aerial view, but, you know, it's Govardhan is like a peacock.
Ir šiaip at iš oro pasižiūrėjus, tai labai gražiai atrodo, reiškia, Govardhanas yra tarsi povas.
And Shyamakunda and Radhakunda are the eyes of the peacock.
O Shyamakunda ir Radhakunda yra tarsi to povo akis.
And also the tongue of Govardhan was discovered in that area as well.
Bekasant, ten darant tuos darbus, buvo atrastas Govardhano liežuvis.
So anyway, we're very fortunate to have such a holy kunda there, the Radhakunda.
Kunda.
And the And when Prabhupada was here, one time devotees went into Radhakund. They were having sporting pastimes, water fights and everything in Radhakund.
Dar Prabhupada būnant čia planetoje, Bhaktai nuvyko į Radhakundą ir tenai pliuškenosi, taškėsi, ten žaidė įvairiausius vandens sporto žaidimus.
Prabhupada was not very happy, so they were kicking Radharani.
Prabhupada buvo labai nepatenkintas, tai sužinojus pasakė, jūs parodėte.
So he told us then just to take the water on the head, that's as good as bathing now.
Ir jis pasakė, jūs galite tiesiog pašlakstyti vandeniu galvą, tai tas taip pat gerai kaip išsimaudyti.
So we remember that, remembering that pastime of that instruction from Prabhupada, that's what I do when I go to Radhakund. No, I take the water on the head. But it's considered the holiest place. It's considered the holiest place, Radhakund. And we can, it's a wonderful place to go and beg for the mercy of Srimati Radharani. That please bless me with pure bhakti. Actually, we are meant to reside at Radhakund. But Prabhupada told us not to actually reside at Radhakund.
But ne fiziškai, Prabhupada nurodė mums.
One devotee went to live at Radhakund. Prabhupada said he's not living in Radhakund, he's living in Narakund or hell.
Ir kartą vienas baktas nutarė pamėgdžioti, jis nuvyko apsigyveno prie Radhakundos ir Prabhupada pasakė, jis gyvena ne prie Radhakundos, jis gyvena prie Narakundos.
We are meant to live all over the world and at every country for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement.
Mes turime gyventi visame pasaulyje, kiekvienoje šalyje, tam, kad skleistume Krishna sąmonę.
And within our hearts we are to live in Radhakundas.
Tačiau savo širdyje mes turime gyventi prie Radhakundas.
By meditating on Radharani's sacred waters.
Medituodami šventus Šrimati Radharani vandenis.
We can always bathe in Radhakundas every minute.
Ir tokiu būdu medituodami mes galime kiekvieną akimirką maudytis.
Just by begging the mercy of our beloved Srimati Radharani, we can live at Radhakundit every minute by strictly following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, the best servant of Srimati Radharani. So Radhakund is actually expanded now as ISKCON, you see. ISKCON is the greater Radhakunda. By being a part of ISKCON, you're fulfilling the injunction to live at Radhakunda. So this is, here we have Vilnius Radhakunda. And there's Kaunas
Radhakunda.
This way Radhakunda is expanded all over the world. Radharani's mercy, merciful waters of bhakti. So any other questions? Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Norėjau paklausti dėl siūlymo, kai Krishna siūlom prasadą. Ar reikėtų taipogi siūlyti kaip prasadą vaistukus ar draužius?
It's about offering to Krishna. Mm. As we offer bhoga, food to Krishna,
yeah,
should we also offer medicine, clothes, and something like that?
Krishna is not sick.
Na, turime suprasti teisingai, Krishna neligonis.
But you should offer him clothes.
Bet drabužius galime jam siūlyti.
Like this.
But tokius kaip čia.
Not like that.
Bet ne tokius kaip jūs apsirengite.
Not your blue jeans.
Ne jūsų mėlynus jeans.
You should offer your blue jeans in Krishna's service.
Bet savo mėlynus džinsus galite pasiūlyti Krishna's.
By singing and dancing in the kirtan.
Šokdami ir dainuodami kirtane.
Now where your blue jeans are offered to Krishna.
Va tuomet pasitarnaus jūsų mėlyni džinsai.
If you really want to offer clothes to Krishna, wear a dhoti kurta, you see,
and tilak. Okay,
any other questions? Questions more? Okay, we'll stop here. And we thank you all very much for your participation in this wonderful movement of Srila Prabhupada. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness. ISKCON, for short. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.
Hare Krishna.